us. We're going to turn now to a supporter of Donald Trump. Congressman Tom Marino represents Pennsylvania's 10th district in the central and northeast parts of the state. He was one of the first members of Congress to endorse Donald Trump. Welcome back to the program, Congressman.
Thank you very much.
I imagine you're feeling pretty good this morning. Is it time for the naysayers to get behind your candidate?
It is, but I think that will take a couple of weeks at least. You know, when someone is dedicated and devoted to a candidate as the woman that I just heard a little bit ago, some wounds have to heal, but the Republican Party will coalesce and win this election.
The wounds are deep, though, Congressman.
Yeah.
How does Donald Trump change his rhetoric and start to heal those wounds?
I think you saw it somewhat last night in his tone, in his demeanor. He realizes that the campaign, as far as the nomination, is pretty much over, and he will have to pivot as he has been when I've been with him, and he's been making speeches on what he is going to do for the American people. He's certainly going to have to pivot to women. Women are critical in the election. Those who vote are 51% females, and he has some work to do there.
So how does someone pivot to women if you're Donald Trump and you've said what Donald Trump has said? Do you change your rhetoric? Do you change your tone? Do you actually change what you stand for? What is he going to do?
I don't think you change what you stand for. You change the approach by which you address people. You make it known that women are going to play a major part in his cabinet. He's going to address the family needs, because no matter what party we're talking about, women in particular, mothers, are concerned about what's going to happen with their family, how their children are going to be protected. So you'll see moves like that made.
I want to ask, though, Donald Trump in recent weeks has veered between saying, I want to unify the party, and going back to insulting people and quoting the National Enquirer, as he did just yesterday, as a matter of fact. Do you think he even wants to unite the Republican Party, really?
Yes, I do. He wants to do that. Look, it was a campaign for the primary. And those at the faint heart don't realize that the mood changes right after the nominee is selected. You saw what Senator Cruz had to say. He was very gentlemanly, certainly what Donald Trump had to say. And you know of other candidates that are going to be former candidates that are coming around to get the party together. It's essential. Americans, I don't care if they're Republicans, Democrats, or Independents, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired of the way Washington is run. Washington needs bulldozed and start over.
So Republican establishment types who have bemoaned his candidacy from the get-go, how does he reach out to them? Because he will need their support as he moves into a general.
He will need their support, but he's also garnered an overwhelming number of millions of people from both sides of the aisle who have just believe in Donald Trump because he says what he thinks. He doesn't have to be political correct. He doesn't. People are tired of political correctness, and the establishment will, the so-called establishment, will come over because they're going to have to do business with him. Business now has changed the way it's going to be done in Washington.
Congressman Tom Marino, thanks for joining us once again. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
And Sarah McCammon is still with us. Just got about 10, 12 seconds. Sarah, is there any possibility for Trump's opponents to stop him at the convention as they once hoped to do?
Technically, the convention can write its own rules, do what it wants. But realistically, Steve, that isn't likely. Trump has so much support and has gotten so many votes, and that's really what it comes down to.
Okay, Sarah, thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Sarah McCammon talking with us on this morning after Donald Trump won the Indiana primary.